Mad Marv's Notebook for August 29th, Dog Days in Podcasting 2025. So this is still technically my Friday of Con, even though this is just after midnight. It's been a long day. Where did I leave off yesterday? So my friend, her flight was delayed. She lost her luggage, found her luggage, and finally got an Uber to Dragon Con, or at least to her hotel, around 11 o'clock last night. That was a long day for her. And this morning, she only has one day to spend in Dragon Con, so she got the Friday only pass. And I showed her, it's her first Dragon Con. So I took her to the registration and then showed her around the five host hotels just to get her oriented. And, you know, this is still kind of early in the morning. I want her to make the most of her one day here. And it was a quick tour. It was all done before, 9 a.m., before any of the real crowds came in. And she enjoyed it. I think by the time lunchtime and those crowds started filtering in, she was starting to feel the vibe. And I'm pretty sure it'll be a easier sell next year to get her to attend the whole weekend instead of just one day. And she was supposed to fly out in the evening, but she missed her flight. So she's going to end up taking a flight tomorrow. Hopefully she'll be on time. But otherwise for me, work. I had one last meeting this week, middle of the afternoon our time. And I think that one went well. It was really short, but, the timing of it was really inconvenient for anything I wanted to do in the afternoon. But anyway, now I'm looking forward to my Dragon Con schedule and trying to see what I've been missing. So I know I'll be going to Comedy Forecast and Technorama on Sunday. My Saturday is suspiciously empty. I just kind of thought I had put something in there. But otherwise, I think I may be taking photographs of cosplay finally. I did a little bit of it today around the dinner time, but honestly, I've been wiped out. At least my energy level has been so low. It's I even ended up taking a nap in the afternoon after my meeting. Took a nap after my meeting. That helped a little bit. But when I went for dinner at 9 p.m. at the food court, yeah, that's nice that they have a larger selection of places still open late Dragon Con now. But my energy level is still very low, I guess, compared to what I thought it would be at this time. So I'm probably going to, I know even then I spent a couple hours just wandering around the Marriott. And the crowd there has gotten much bigger than I remember. This is like peak Saturday level of crowd. And I'm honestly wondering whether the fire marshal should have shut it down. It's definitely too crowded, too dangerous in case some emergency happens. And if there was a mass evacuation, yeah, there would be a stampede. But the same can be true for every night of Dragon Con. It's just that this time, when I was walking through the elbow-to-elbow crowd, it certainly felt like there was more people packed in there than it should have been. I know there was talk about capping the attendance of Dragon Con, but when I'm looking at the membership page, all the single-day passes are still for sale. So I guess that means they haven't reached their cap yet. Well, it could also just mean that Marriott is still super popular, so I don't want to read anything into it, but I'm going to guess that tomorrow is going to be, maybe I'll finally break the pre-COVID attendance limit. Or it'll sure seem like it, I bet. Especially if the weather remains to be mild Anyway, kind of looking forward to seeing how that turns out. I know I'll talk to you tomorrow.